Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Well, this time, I want to talk about Ginny Weasley.
Okay. One of the another Weasley we haven't talked
another
about yet.
Another Weasley. There are so many Weasleys. Yes. But you know who this is, I'm assuming.
Yes. Hard to forget the Weasleys. So this is the younger sister or daughter, or depending on which Weasley's perspective you're from. And she eventually ends up marrying Harry way down the road, right?
She does, yes.
Yeah, so Ginny seems like a fairly common name. I wonder what we'll get out of this.
Well, she's always called Ginny in the books, but it is a nickname. Her full name is Ginevra Molly Weasley.
Okay. Ginevra is a little bit less common than Ginny.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure. Yes, exactly. She's the youngest Weasley child. She's the only girl. In fact, she's the first girl to be born in the Weasley family in several generations. In the first few books, she's pretty quiet and shy and awkward, but, you know, she's a kid, she's 10. And also, I think this is mostly because the books are from Harry's perspective, third person Harry perspective, and she has a crush on Harry. Mm. So anytime she comes into his radar, she's very shy and awkward. But really, Ron tells him that, you know, when Harry's not around, she's really outgoing and smart and a match for all her brothers, you know.
Okay.
And eventually she grows into a very confident and talented witch. She's witty and strong and brave and very sporty. She's a Quidditch player.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up actually becoming a professional Quidditch player. It's her job after the books end.
Wow, okay. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, yeah. She's a jock.
All right. Well, I mean, with so many brothers, older brothers.
Right, yeah. Who never let her play, so she had to, like, sneak off and borrow the brooms and practice on her own.
I see, yeah.
But it paid off.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, after Harry and Ron and Hermione leave school in the last book, she and Neville and Luna kind of take over the Dumbledore's army and leading the students and protecting them during that terrible year at school.
Yes. Okay. So they kind of, she was one that stepped into a more of a leadership role there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
She was very pretty and very popular. She dated several guys before getting together with Harry in book six. And then he breaks it off with her at the end of that book to protect her so that Voldemort doesn't go after his girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, after they defeat him, they get back together and they end up married with three kids, so.
Yeah. Happily ever after.
Right? Yes.
After a lot of trauma.
A lot, yes. Well, let's get into her name.
Yeah, let's.
You remember that there is a tradition in the names of all the Weasleys. Do you remember what that is?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, remember they all have something to do with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table.
Ah, yes, okay.
So Ginevra is the Italian form of Guinevere.
Oh, okay. That's starting to ring more bells.
So Guinevere was, of course, King Arthur's wife, who fell in love with and ran off with Lancelot, one of his knights.
Ooh.
Yes. So, you know, it fits in with the tradition of Arthurian legend names for the Weasleys.
Yes.
And you could look at Guinevere as you know, betraying her husband and kind of risking the kingdom's stability. Or you can look at her as being strong enough to go after what she wants and choosing love over duty.
Well, I like that version better.
Right? That's the more romantic version.
Yes, of course.
You know, she's half of a famous love story. just kind of like Ginny, you know, throughout the whole books, she's had feelings for Harry. And even though she dated other people, she was always kind of just exploring possibilities and kind of still hoping that Harry would notice her and didn't want to break up with him. She wanted to take the risk, but eventually respected his choice. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it fits in very well with the naming tradition, the Arthurian legend.
Yes.
Maybe not as much with the character.
Well, not like not direct. Still something to do with, you know, ending up with one that you really love. And
mm-hmm. So since Ginevra is the Italian form of Guinevere, Guinevere means fair one, beautiful.
Yeah.
And Ginny was very beautiful.
That one's more on the nose.
Yes, exactly. If you go back to actually Ginevra, though, that means virgin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that might refer more to like her innocence in the first few books, you know, and then she grows up out of it into this confident, strong queen of her, of the full name, you know?
Yeah, okay. That definitely could work too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I keep thinking of how you framed in the beginning that the books are kind of written from Harry's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, she certainly kind of seems that way to Harry. I'm drawing a connection there.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that makes sense. She's this innocent little virginal kid at the beginning to him.
Yeah.
Eventually he starts to see her when she kind of starts going out with other guys.
Right. Hell, he gets jealous.
Being less innocent. Exactly.
Yeah. But even also then wanting to know, you know, protect her again, you know, him seeing her still as this innocent being, breaking it off for her own good kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So Ginevra is also the Italian variant of Juniper. You know what Juniper is?
Juniper as in like the plant.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a tree or the berries on the tree. And this particular tree was used to represent chastity in Renaissance art.
Okay.
So perhaps another reference to the virginal innocent side.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But with such a cute nickname, you wouldn't
Ginny.
Know of any of these.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ginny is a very common nickname for Virginia. So most people thought that her name was Virginia at first. And then, because it wasn't until, like, I don't know, book 4 or 5 or something that Molly calls her by her full name and you find out that
realize.
It's Ginevra. Yeah.
And half the readers gasped.
Right.
That was the name?
Right? But I like Ginevra better than Virginia for a witch. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely seems more unique and witchy.
Yeah. And Ginevra can also mean like white shadow or white wave. And there's maybe another innocence connection, as white is the color of innocence or virginity.
This whole name is wrapped up in being just this. Yeah. There's no real other word besides innocence that.
Mm-hmm.
All of these different definitions all kind of come back to that meaning. Well, then it's very fitting.
Yeah. Although, you know, and of course she is throughout the books, but she is also very independent and strong and brave. So not that the two are mutually exclusive, but she's not meek in her innocence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there any points kind of, you know, turning points in her character arc where like there's a very obvious shift or something that happens that kind of sees her have to grow up?
Well, if you put it that way, you may be when she gets taken into the Chamber of Secrets and possessed by Tom Riddle, young Voldemort from the diary.
Yeah.
But it's not really until after that. It depends on whose perspective. If you ask Ginny, it's probably when she and Hermione have a chat about how much she is crushing on Harry, and Hermione advises her that maybe she should look at other guys. Even if she still cares for Harry, there's nothing wrong with becoming friendly with other guys. And she does take that advice, and that lets her open up and become more herself around Harry.
Sure.
More confident. And then if you ask Harry, it's probably when she starts dating other guys and he's like, wait a second, Ron's little sister? She's kind of hot. What? She's going out with him?
Then it's like definitely high school.
Yeah. Yes. That was kind of a complaint about the sixth book some people had, that it was very, or the movie anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, just high school and people dating each other and jealousy and, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff we look back at fondly from our experience at school and want to see on a big screen.
Some people fondly. Right? Yeah. So then there is also kind of an old myth, or maybe an old ghost story.
Oh.
About a woman named Ginevra.
Okay.
I saw this online when I was looking up things about Ginny, but I remembered having heard it as a child as a ghost story. It's a story of a young bride named Ginevra who, before her wedding, they're playing hide and seek, and she goes off and hides in an empty trunk in the attic or somewhere, and it locks on her and she can't get out of the trunk. And years later, they find her skeleton in the trunk. Yes. So this could kind of relate to Ginny in the Chamber of Secrets, where she's possessed by Tom Riddle and he makes her do all these terrible things, controlling the basilisk, letting the basilisk out and everything. And then the last thing he makes her do is bring herself down into the Chamber of Secrets and just lie down to die. He's basically sucking out her life essence in order to make himself more corporeal.
Right.
And what he writes, has her write on the wall, is like her skeleton will lie in the chamber forever. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the skeleton in the trunk, the skeleton in the chamber.
Okay, so this is one of those cases where I really do wonder if that's a coincidence, or if there was kind of, if this was a known little Easter egg kind of thing that was thrown in there, or just an inspiration that came from this ghost story. I don't think I have personally heard of this.
No,
this particular ghost story before.
It was in that book. I forget what it's called. It was like just scary stories or something. Where there was like the one with the hook on the car door, or the woman who always wore a velvet ribbon around her neck because her head wasn't actually attached, and all of those. This was, that one was in there too, about the woman in the trunk.
Okay. Well, those other two you mentioned.
I like you remember those? Okay.
Yeah. Especially the hook on the door.
Yes.
Yeah. It probably was just called Scary Stories.
Probably, yes. But overall, J.K. Rowling has said that she picked the name Ginny because she wanted something different and special for the only Weasley girl.
The nickname Ginny she picked.
Yeah, the nickname Ginny and full name Ginevra is unique as well.
Yes, more so than Virginia. You know, Ginny, it's a perfect pick, I think, for the nickname. Like, it is kind of more unique. Not Jenny or Jen. Ginny. Right. It's kind of cuter in that sense, almost, it seems. A little bit more innocent, a little bit more, you're the youngest. It definitely sounds like a young child's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, all of those things to you know, pile on the fact and the metaphor that she's the youngest, she's innocent, blah, blah, blah.
Right, she's little Ginny, she's virginal, she's innocent, and then she grows up into this strong Queen Ginevra player. Yeah. Match for Harry Potter.
Does she still go by Ginny as an adult?
Yes, she does,
Okay. I was going to say, that would be quite a, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if through that kind of personality transformation or blooming, that she would start going by her full first name. Especially, boy, that's a powerful Quidditch name.
Ginevra Weasley.
Yeah.
But Ginny sounds a little bit sporty, like she is.
Yeah, that's true.
Ginevra's a little more graceful, elegant kind of sounding.
Right, that's after they win the championship, that's when, you know, she gets invited to the White House or whatever. That's the name. Yeah, wearing a gown to some formal event.
She gets to meet the Queen.
Right, I got my country references wrong. Not the White House. Well, yeah, lots of different connections there on her first name then.
Yeah, and then we've already talked about both of her other names.
Right.
So go listen to the Molly episode for Molly. And we've done lots of Weasleys, but the most information will be in the Ron Weasley episode, which was the first Weasley we did.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Weasley.
Yeah. Otherwise, this would be like a 45-minute long episode if we were going right. to redo all, rehash all that information.
Yes. Yeah. But basically, Molly is, of course, after her mother. Mm-hmm. It means bitter. It's not particularly fitting for her, mm-hmm. except that it is makes her close to her mother, close to her family, as the only female child.
Yes.
And then Weasley, the Weasels, you know, she's also a very strong family person.
Well, and you know, Weasels are, you know, a little bit sporty too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Weasels go crazy playing, pet Weasels, you know, playing with their toys and stuff. And they're real fast and squirmy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good skills for a Quidditch player.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's Ginny Weasley.
Well, you know, I definitely learned a few things in this episode. First of all, what her full first name was.
Right, yeah.
Especially for this character, I think it was important to bring up that the story is kind of written as Harry's perspective. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that's especially seen in, as we learned about all of the meanings of her name. Mm-hmm. This word innocence kept coming back. You know, the youngest child, the innocent one, the one that needs to be protected. I mean, that's certainly how I kind of saw this character. And granted, mm-hmm. I stopped reading the books after the fourth one, I think.
When she's still probably that character.
Exactly. So I always picture her that way. It almost seems like she needed to break out of that mold because mm-hmm. all the meanings of her name really mean that.
Yeah.
But she was able to overcome that. And mm-hmm. kind of show off who she is and fully turn into, I don't know what I'm trying to get at here.
The strong, independent woman that
the
she is.
The strong one, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And in the books, she really does, and she's awesome in the books.
Mm.
The movies did not do well with Ginny.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was, you know, partly the writing or choosing to focus on other aspects to the detriment of Ginny, or I don't want to like get down on the actress, but you know, she was cast when she was like 9 years old. And as she grew up, she really didn't have the chemistry with Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry. She was a little quieter than you would think Ginny should be. So
lots of factors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, Al, I'm a little bit mm-hmm. bummed that this is one of the few characters who does have a middle name, mm-hmm. and it's not some wacky, wild middle name.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's one we've already talked about.
I know.
Well, just wait. In a couple of episodes, we'll get back to some crazy middle names.
Okay, good. Well, if you're like me and you like the middle names too, make sure you're subscribed, because apparently we have an episode coming up. In the near future, that may have a middle name for us to explore. Because here we're talking about not just the names, but also characters and creatures and spells and places and all the fun, wild names that exist in the wizarding world. So make sure you're subscribed. Check that out. You can also see us online on Facebook and Instagram at Potternims.
We're also on YouTube with animated versions of these episodes and shorter clips from the episodes. And there are extra bonus clips that you won't see anywhere else with additional information from almost every episode, more than one from some episodes, if you support us on Patreon, patreon.com/potternims.
Well, until next time, I'm Eric.
And I'm Al.
And this has been Potternims.